Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Number 58 from San Jose State, out of Milpitas High School, Kim Boekerper.
Are you glad you got that out of the way? Joining us is Kim Boekerper. And Bo, thanks for coming on here, a special edition of Football Friday. And by the way, thank you for pushing me to get that colonoscopy done, brother. I appreciate it. I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't even thinking about it, man. And you started, and you had a good story of your own. I was like, he's right, man. I went home and started thinking about it. So thank you. I got it.
Well, I wasn't worried about you going in and having it done. I was worried about you the night before for the that process.
Oh, Lord.
That's not a fun thing right
no.
there.
Lost a lot of weight, but that was the only good thing to come out of it. Hey, Bo, so we got a lot to talk about. Listen, man, yeah. I know it's a broken record, and Woody's rolling his eyes getting ready to blast me again. They got four or five offensive linemen out. They got their starting tackles out, who are both high first-round picks and really good players, and Slater and all. If there's ever a game that your defensive line was going to get this thing figured out, it's when everybody on that O-line is basically banged up or out of this game. Do they make changes besides the arm tackling I heard about yesterday from Anthony Weaver? Could you see some small changes going into this game or something else they can do?
Yeah, I think so. But look, Joe, we went into Carolina. Oh, they got the backup running back, and I think one of their guards was hurt.
Yes,
and look what happened to us.
Yeah,
you know, I remember playing a game where there was a bunch of guys out, and so you know, and look, you do everything that you're doing normally during the week, but kind of going, these guys, and then all of a sudden we're down by 10 or something. You go, oh my God, what happened? You know, and so. I'm not, you know, I tend to kind of try to stay away from that, although it's human nature. Oh, look, half their guys are out and this and that or whatever, and they got this problem or that problem. But look, if you're the Chargers, you're looking at the Dolphins.
Yes.
And saying same thing, right?
Yes.
Oh, they got a bunch of guys out. They got a bunch of rookies playing. None of them are playing really well, you know, this and that. And so, I don't know. It's just, you know, I think where we're at right now, you can't really take your belt, tighten it up and say, hey, we're going to win this one. You know what I mean? But you talked about the defense. I think I'm not going to say it's a simple solution to the defense, but I think part of it is, and you know, we're reading or, you know, hearing what Anthony Weaver said and kind of got thrown under the bus by the coach, you know, and that I'd like to have been in a room for that conversation. But, you know, to simplify it, I would say everybody just do your own job.
Yeah.
Right. Don't be, you know, so he talked about the defensive line, which they only play two or three guys and they tried some four man line. They're kind of moving things around there. But, you know, the defensive lines, the first thing they got to do is be able to keep people off their linebackers. They've got to keep them on the line of scrimmage, and stay in their positions, and not let them get to the second level. Because they get to the second level, and they miss, then that third level is just, you know, just pick and choose where you want to go.
Right.
And the other thing too is, look, you know, for 3 weeks they had no turnovers, and so over the last couple weeks the emphasis was on turning the ball over. Well, you know, There's two ways to turn the ball over, and the way that, I mean, I'm talking about not from an interception standpoint, but from a fumble standpoint.
Yeah.
First guy stands the guy up, and then the rest of the guys try to punch the ball out. And I think they're getting it. And look, that's what Anthony Weaver talked about. guys were just trying to punch the ball out, and while they're punching the ball out,
guys are running.
You know, look, I've seen this. We've seen this time and time again, Joe. Guy gets some wraps money. He's punching the ball out. Meanwhile, the guy's still running 10 yards down the the field, right?
Yes.
So I think you've got to be smart. You got to be smarter at that. You know, it was always, you know, hey, first guy holds him up, and then here comes the cavalry trying to punch the ball out. So got to be a little bit of that. And I don't know what you do about the defensive linemen. You know, Jordan Phillips, in the first couple games, we were going, oh, he's playing pretty well. Kenneth Grant has not played well at all. In fact, I mean, he got pushed around. In the last couple games, he got pushed around pretty well by the offensive line. So he's got to find a way to be more stout. But you got nowhere to go, Joe. You those are the guys you put in, you know, and the same thing on the offensive side with
Savaya Naya.
He's struggling out there, but it's much like I always go back to the Patrick Paul thing. If he wouldn't have those 350 snaps he had last year, we wouldn't see we may not be seeing the way he's playing now, you know, in that same. So it's kind of like these guys got to go through it and figure it out. And as they're figuring out, you got a bunch of rookies out there. They're trying to figure it out, and it's a tough proposition.
Yeah, because I don't think any of us, and maybe shame on us, Bo, but we kind of looked at this young class and goes, man, we're going to have a lot of them really help us, and we're going to be really good. And we didn't know their rankings were going to be almost dead last in the league for their positions in some cases. I just worry about confidence, Bo. They have confidence, I'm good to go. But if it's like, oh, damn, it just happened again. Yeah. Oh, here we go again. And they put their head down. Not that you got much to do. I mean, you got Benito Jones and Matthew Butler. We're rotating everybody as it is. So, it's a tough situation.
So, Joe, this, you know, the other thing, too, is this, you know, let's go back to training camp, right? Let's go back to preseason games. We go in first preseason game. I don't think Kenneth Grant played much after that first preseason. You know, we've seen enough of him. Well, no, you didn't, you know? And so those rookies that you're throwing in there and all of a sudden, and you know, for what the only valuable practices they had from rookies from being to where you want to get them is were the joint practices with the Bears and the Lions. And then three preseason games, and a couple of them didn't play a lot in a couple of those games. So now you come into week one, and it's all go all the time, and these guys they're not prepared for it. You know, it's just so it's going to be a learning thing, and they can't. What are they going to do? Sit all those guys down?
No,
they can't do that.
This is all you have, man. The drop off for everybody wants you to go out and find something else. It's just not there.
But so to your point from confidence, you know, what happens if the Chargers come in here?
Oh man.
You get the ball first, your offense goes nowhere, Chargers go right down the field and score, and then you get the same thing, and next thing you know, you're down 14-0. You know, then what happens? And look, I'm not saying that's gonna be the case, but it certainly could be from what we've seen over the course of this season, then that confidence starts to waver, right? Not only with the guys that are having trouble, but the guys that are trying to do their job and help those guys, you know, they're in a bind. So, yeah, it's
Hey, Bo, I got to bring this one up. Tua talks, and at some point, talks about team and he says all the right things, but then somehow he goes, I go home, I'm fine, I don't pay attention to what anybody says. He gets in the family and the kids and it just sometimes, Bo, I feel like our fan base, you for sure, I just heard you gotta tell me what you're feeling just to this whole thing about after games. You want to know those guys really, really friggin' care. I get they get their money no matter what and stuff.
Yeah.
He just says things sometimes that just I don't really want to hear my quarterback saying. I think Woody's on to something. What's your take?
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm usually not in the interview room when Tua talks or Mike talks. And just circumstances last week, I was.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just because they came in really quickly, and so I was in there, and so I'm listening to a talk, and it was just kind of just not the words he was saying, just his body language in this. It's just like, you know, here's what I would want to see: my quarterback come in there and feel hurt, and know that he's hurting, and know that he's disappointed. I mean, he came in like a college professor. And look, he answered the questions and blah, blah, blah. And he was, you know, okay. But, you know, it seemed like just matter of fact. Like where's your heart at? Where's your heart? You got beat in one of the worst games you could possibly see. And it's kind of like, okay, just another day. You know, you want to see, and look, maybe that's him trying, because, look, the guy has been polarizing since he was in college and coming out of college, and
that's
true. He's certainly been raked over the coals here in South Florida, and so maybe that's his way just to deal with it and get through it.
Yeah, maybe look, you're right. Everybody's different.
But look, it doesn't. I don't think it plays well with. Certainly doesn't play well with me. I don't think it plays well with you, and I think most of the fans are going, was this guy emotionally involved or concerned about it? It just seems like it's just another day, you know?
Well, I don't want to hear about potato chips on the couch, and I don't want to hear about you can't play this position, which we all know, obviously, you and I can't play that position.
Well, look, this, and I think he said this twice, you know, why don't you come up and see how you would do or something to that. You know, so some guy sitting, you know, like Hollywood, sitting in the sofa with a bucket of ice cream and potato chips and stuff, and saying, "Hey, why don't you come in here and try this?" You know what I mean?
Well, the fact that Woody would have to get away from that ice cream and potato chips would piss him off to start with.
Which will never happen.
Which he doesn't want.
By the way, I think Woody told me that you owe him a dinner at Catching
Fire. I do. He tried to way to bring it up, Bo. I do. Hey, Woody, he brought it up. You know how many times Woody, he brought it up Monday?
Woody, let me just give you a heads up. Next week is the snow trap season. It's opening up on the 17th or something. And we're going to bring out the Colossos right off the bat. You might want to choose that day tell Joe to go to the bank and let's go to the restaurant.
Hey, you know what? I do owe him, and I actually, because last time we did, I lost a bet. We went to Joe's, and so I am going to go up there and I'm going to enjoy him myself. But he trying to bring the family and the wife and stuff. I go, no, your wife ain't going to this. She got to stay home and take care of the kids. This is you. Don't be bringing Vladdy and all the other guys who are drinking doubles on me there on the party. So, yeah, Bo, man, I was just, trying to figure out 14 carries, 19 yards. That can't ever happen again. I don't care who we're playing. You agree?
No.
We got to be able to run it on the other side, too. And I know we got some guys that are having problems like most teams right now.
Yeah, but look. Wasn't that going in? Wasn't that the thought? Like, just run the football. You run the football well. Run the football. You know, you lost Tyreek. Pound that running game. And boy, I don't know what happened, Joe. I really don't know what happened. I think Savai and I had a bad game. And I think Paul probably didn't have the type of game that he's used to having. And let's not forget, you got a right side. Where those two guys and I don't know, you know, Daniels and Austin Jackson, you know, when are these guys going to stand up and play football, Joe?
I don't know.
Daniels plays three plays for the season. Jackson plays about a half of a game, and here we are coming into what week are we into now? Seven or What week, week win?
Week six. What is six? Yeah, six games.
Week six, and they're available to come off. And Mike, well, you know, yeah, they're not ready, and maybe another couple of weeks or what? You know, I've seen guys who like that had shoulder surgery and come back faster than these guys. I don't, you know.
I don't know, man. I just hope guys want it. I hope guys haven't shut down, and we'll find out. I'm sure this is going to be another one that goes right down to the wire again with their injury and stuff. So we'll see. But hey, Bo, thanks, man. Appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. We'll catch up with you later on.
All right, I'll see you in a little while. Kim Bocamper joining us to talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins. I know I owe you, man. Go ahead, say something. You can say something. It's all right.
No, I didn't know stone crab season was coming up. Sounds good.
Fresh. Wait, the guy had to open his mouth. I was going to take you during that anyway. I was waiting for the stone crabs to take you for my lost bet. You're probably going to want to make another.
You want to go double or nothing this weekend?
No.
See how good you're feeling about the Chargers?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that, man.
Everyone here. We'll bring the whole family.
I know. Yeah.
We'll go double or nothing if you want.
They weren't very nice to me on that bill that day. They guys loaded up. They thought I was some rich guy or something the way they were acting.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.